For the first time, a native Hawaiian woman is being featured on a U.S. coin. Edith Kanaka Ole played a key role in keeping many Hawaiian traditions alive. Here's Heidi Chang reporting from Honolulu.
Throughout the Hawaiian cultural renaissance of the 1970s, Edith Kanaka Ole was a dynamic force in reviving the Hawaiian language, hula, and chant. Fondly known as Auntie Edith, she was born on Hawaii Island and died in 1979 at the age of 65.
We celebrate my grandmother every day through what we do.
Huihui Kanaheli Mossman heads the Edith Kanaka Ole Foundation.
Just her being this native Hawaiian woman who refused to let go her language, held on to the fact that hula and ole is necessary as a part of the lifestyle of Hawaii.
But those practices were almost lost after a group of American and European businessmen, backed by the United States, overthrew the Hawaiian monarchy in the 1890s. The Hawaiian language was soon banned in government and public schools. And over the decades, other traditions were suppressed.
Some of our people felt sorrow, maybe even shame, for that loss.
John Osorio is a native Hawaiian musician and historian.
I knew I grew up thinking that Hawaiian was completely gone from all households because it was gone in ours, but it wasn't.
When he was 20, he studied Hawaiian with Auntie Edith for one semester. Osorio is now the dean of the School of Hawaiian Knowledge at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Had it not been for folks like Edith Kanaka Ole, there would have been no expertise to turn to. They are these gentle, loving, because she was that way, earnest reminders that our ancestors were amazing.
She was criticized for teaching deep culture to a group that wasn't all Hawaiians.
Puakea Nogelmeyer, who's white, studied hula and chant with Auntie Edith.
In her mind, it was very important that if you want knowledge to live on, you teach those who are interested. And she said, I know you all care, and you will be willing to carry it forward.
Nogelmeyer taught Hawaiian language for more than 30 years at the University of Hawaii. He now runs a nonprofit that trains people to interpret historical Hawaiian documents. These days, Nogelmeyer still recites a chant Auntie Edith taught him to grant wisdom. A few words from that chant are inscribed on the quarter. Photographer Franco Samaragi made the image of Auntie Edith, which an artist used for the coin.
When we went into the forest, well, she was happy because she hadn't been out in a beautiful place like that in 2 or 3 years. Because she was so busy teaching.
Salmaragi's favorite photograph shows Auntie Edith chanting in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
Because it's not just the photograph, it's her. And it's all the energy that came from her.
The coin depicts Auntie Edith's hair flowing into nature. She cared for the planet. You can hear it in her music and in a PBS Hawaii television special. She sings her beloved song about the plants of the sea. Ka uluwehi o ke kai. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.